a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but the beauty. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Talkin' Fit podcast with Lewis and Grace.
Ooh, episode 53.
We are back for another week.
Another episode.
We hope you missed us. We miss you guys.
Welcome back to the Talkin' Sick podcast is what we're rebranding because we're fucking sick still.
Still. Last time, we were you weren't as bad as me. I've slightly improved, not much better, but Lewis is like really unwell.
I've declined. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, we've both had sort of average weeks again, I think. Like, I'll ask you first though. How was your week, Grace?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very busy while being sick. So just a bit shitty. Like being sick's got to be one of the worst things ever. But it's just been so busy. I have so many things that I need to check off every day and I'm getting ready to be done with it.
Yeah.
But thankfully we only have less than, I think we have like 20 days till comp now.
Wait, what's today, son? No, it'll be three weeks from today.
Yeah.
Wow. Like this time in 3 weeks you'll have gotten there pretty well.
So like basically, yeah, like 20 days.
Very exciting. Very, very nerve-wracking. I'm nervous and I'm not even competing. Oh, gosh.
I still have a bad cough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's very like, ooh.
I know. It's making the thought of it makes me nervous. And, yeah, like I said, I'm not even the one up there flashing off in front of everyone. Flashing off.
Oh,
hurry up. My brain's a bit mush at the moment. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we're set for another absolutely fucking chaotic week.
Yes.
Because if you're a uni student, if you know, you know, it's the week before mid-semester break. So got like 5 assessments due and got all our lectures and tutorials and quizzes and all. They throw everything at you in the last week. So it's going to be very, very busy. But anywho,
full on.
How's your week been?
It got worse. After
Lulu has the man flu.
I went to the gym on Tuesday and then on the Wednesday I woke up and I was feeling like not the best. Even that night, like for some reason, like I've been sick since last Monday, right? So I've had this for 2 weeks now. But I was fine last week. I wasn't too bad. Didn't have to have any days off the gym at all. Maybe I had one. I can't quite remember. But then, come Tuesday after my session, I got back and I'm like a bit like nasally and like I can feel my nose starting to get clogged up. And then come Wednesday, I was just terrible, like just under the weather properly, like a bit like sore and like just tired and fatigued and just sick. Sick, you know. And
just under the weather, that's a good one.
And so I decided to take the next 3 days off the gym. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to go back. Hopefully by Saturday I'm feeling a bit better. And over those 3 days I improved and I started getting better. But then yesterday, today's Monday for you listeners, but Saturday I decided, oh, yeah, I'll give it a go. I'll go back in. I wasn't feeling the worst. I was just a bit nasally still, but everything else was fine.
Yeah.
Go in and I hit a great sesh. Like I even put on the story on Instagram. You might have seen it and saying about how, you know, it's how so important it is to rest and get rid of your fatigue and stuff, especially when you're sick. Like we've breached recently, not that long ago. But I had that session. After that session, I was feeling good, but then I came home and I just hit a fucking wall again. I felt like I'd just been run over by a car or something. Like I was just tired and like, I don't know if it was the pre, I was, you know, coming down from the caffeine or what, but I was just fucked. Like, and then today I've woken up on the Sunday and I've decided to take another day off the gym because I just felt fucking shit this morning. Like I was achy, like I can't seem to shake it and it's just starting to piss me off. Like it's one of those sicknesses you just can't fucking get rid of and it just does your head in and we're slowly infecting everyone like as well.
Yeah, which is annoying.
Yeah, but hopefully, fingers crossed, in the next week, guys, we'll be talking to you much healthier than fucking this week.
Well, so. Getting an episode out next week is actually going to be
we'll get
pretty
one out.
Difficult.
We'll manage, I think. Enough of the gloom and doom about us being ill and unwell. We're finally back at the uni as well. Not on the single little bloody bodgy mic
not
in the setup.
Not that anyone minds.
Yes.
How's about we get into today's episode?
Okay. All
then?
Right. All right.
Instead of talking about what microphones we're
right.
going to
use. Well, Grace, tell us what we're talking about today then.
Today we're talking about something that has been circulating through the media. A little drug called Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, it's a bit of a random episode. It might not be like too relatable to anyone, but we just thought we'd give our piece on it because there's a lot of talk about it.
Yeah.
And Lewis's mum come in the other day and was like, oh, Ozempic, what's the go with it? I want Ozempic.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Someone in my family is actually on Ozempic and it's just becoming more and more prevalent. So
for those that don't know, what even is Ozempic?
So it is an injectable drug, right?
Yeah.
That activates certain receptors in your body.
Yeah.
And activating these receptors enhances the effects of a naturally occurring hormone in our body called GLP-1. So that all sounds a little bit like fancy, whatever. Basically what it means is so the hormone that it is enhancing is responsible for boosting insulin release when we eat food. So insulin controls our blood sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what it's like more known to do, it is responsible for sending messages to the part of your brain that controls hunger. So it reduces hunger levels, appetite and cravings, and it also slows down your digestion, like slows the rate of like food breakdown, which leaves you feeling fuller for longer.
Yeah. So it's an appetite suppressant.
So that's why people use it for weight loss. That's the like little background behind it.
Yeah.
Basically just mimics something, not mimics, it enhances something we have in our body that sends signals to tell us that we're full.
Yeah.
So it's similar to like a common practice is people getting the like gastric sleeve surgery.
Yeah.
Like bariatric patients getting that. It does a similar thing.
Yeah.
It basically mimics a natural sort of pathway
mm-hmm.
to make you not as hungry.
Yeah. So it's basically like to simplify it, it is like an appetite suppressant that
slows down digestion.
That overweight or severely overweight individuals. Is it a drug that's currently available like out there freely to the public or is it still on trial?
No,
or like?
So it's meant to be used for diabetics to control their blood sugar.
Yeah.
So that's its main use.
Okay.
I'm not sure if like Ozempic, I think it goes under another name.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing that is like available to the public if you go to your, I don't know if you have to go to your doctor or not.
Yeah.
You'd assume so.
We'd hope so. Like I wonder too if you'd have to meet a certain criteria to be able to take it.
Well, clearly the criteria is not very comprehensive because everyone and their mum seems to just be getting their hands on it.
Yeah. Well, that's why we more so wanted to discuss it today because it's been a bit of a hot little topic in the news because there's been even like celebrities that have been taking it and seeing like drastic weight loss and you know, everyone knows how trendy it is and easy it is to market weight loss and stuff nowadays. And the fact that there's this new pill that, it could fucking ridiculously enhance your weight loss. Like it's an injection. Oh, it's an injection. It's not a pill.
No.
Okay. But still it's some sort of a drug that enhances the ability to lose weight.
Yeah. Everyone wants that quick fix.
Yes.
That really fast gratification. No one wants to put in the work ever.
Yeah. And that's what we want. More so want to discuss it. If Ozempic was to, you know, like it's being used for, like you just said, be type 2 diabetics, would it?
Yeah.
That it's helping.
Yeah.
But it is also being used as a weight loss drug for those who are obese. Like they definitely would have to fall into the obese category. But it's just funny that, yeah, it's coming out because people like, I heard Oprah Winfrey took it and she lost all this weight from it and she was on a, one of her fucking episodes or whatever show she's got talking about it. And the issue I have with it is that she's got such a
like influence,
such like a big influence over these like middle-aged like women yeah, that yeah. all are sort of at that stage like. Maybe you can relate with your mum or something, but they're all at that sort of stage where they've gotten a bit older and they're starting to put on a bit more weight, maybe. Like, not everyone's mum, yeah, but no, I know my mum.
It's just a menopausal thing as well. It's a metabolism thing. It's normal,
yeah.
And you have to remember too, our parents and our mothers or whoever, our fathers, everyone, back in that day, people weren't as, like, proactive about – like knowledge around nutrition and diet and calculating calories and macros and reading nutrition labels. Like I feel like it's so much more of a thing these days. So yeah, like that is the ideal target audience for Ozempic is those like those people that aren't informed.
Yeah.
And they will just like latch on to anything.
And that's the thing, like she's going to talk about it. And Oprah is like, you know, and she's a very trustworthy person, I suppose, to all these women because, you know, she's, you know, giving away fucking money and all this shit. You know, she's very, like, likable, I suppose. And so for her to then come out and talk about her experience on it, I don't exactly know what she said about it, but I know that she went on it and she also then discussed it. But the issue is that this has now gotten into the minds of all these women who think they're, you know, overweight and go, oh, I can just, you know, they'll look at their lives and they've got all their excuses laid out of, you know, oh no, well I work, you know, this many days a week and, you know, I'm just when I get home from work, I'm just not bothered. I'm just too tired and I've got kids to look after as well and stuff. And, you know, all valid excuses for life. But if you really want to make the change with, you know, weight loss and losing weight and stuff, you've got to be willing to, you know, put in the effort to do it and sacrifice a bit as well. Like, one like person I can relate it to is my mum. She comes out with all the you know excuses of how she can't go to the gym at least 3 times a week or something. You know, it's just too much like effort to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, well, no, it's not. Like, you really can if you want to see the change. Going after work, yeah, it can be hard and you don't have the energy. But no, everyone is sort of in the same boat. Like, you know,
yeah. It's also like important to note that they recommend that you don't use Ozempic just like solely on its own. Like, it needs to be paired with exercise and good diet.
Yeah.
Which is like, well, what the fuck? Like, really?
Yeah.
So, because if you go off Ozempic, you'll just regain all the weight back.
Mm.
And you can actually adapt. Like, it said that your body can adapt to taking the drug and weight loss can plateau.
Yeah.
So, like, you need to also be implementing those lifestyle factors as well. Like, it's not, I don't know, it's not just a thing. And it just makes you think, like, well, that's really stupid. Like, why not just implement those factors to begin with?
Yeah.
You know what, though? The only, I can understand it being a tool for people who are morbidly obese and they suffer from those side effects that come with being morbidly obese.
Because like, we know that there's like a certain stage you can cross when you are obese where it's almost like impossible to get them to start moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Because there's even things like I know that when you put on obese people put on like large amounts of fat, they actually it suppresses their nerve pathways to their brain to say things like I'm full and things like that as well. Like there's issues that come with it. Once you cross a threshold.
Yeah. And there's other points too, like people that are morbidly obese, as soon as they stand up, they experience swelling in their feet. They experience swelling all over their body and then they sit down and they swell up. Like there's all sorts of just little side effects that come with it. Like everything is 100 times more difficult when you are bariatric.
Yeah.
And it's just the truth. So,
oh, look at her using the words bariatric. Well, no, I'm just saying bariatric.
If you don't know what that means, it means morbidly
large,
obese.
Large, yeah, large patient, extra
it's
large.
It's not that fancy of a word to use.
Double XL.
Yeah, anyway.
Sorry.
That's just like a way to like throw really you make you feel silly.
What?
No,
I was saying that's good. They're using that like word.
Yeah, well, I don't need you to tell me it's good that I can use a fucking word. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
Well, what the fuck was I talking about? It's not funny.
You're talking about the morbidly obese people. I just finished saying
that. Yeah, well, it's significantly harder for them to just fucking get up and go for a walk.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. If you're going to say ignorant to the reality of it, then you're a fucking ignorant idiot.
Yeah.
Like, it's just harder for them to do shit, right? So that is it. That this is a circumstance where using something like Ozempic is a good stepping stone to get them in the right direction, to facilitate them to make these lifestyle changes.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
But if you're just a fucking middle-aged dude or woman who's just too lazy to get up in the morning and go for a fucking walk and meal prep your meals, then it's not for you.
Yeah.
Get a grip. Yeah. Like, it's annoying. And the fact there's people like Oprah Winfrey, who's a fucking millionaire, out here taking Ozempic when she could have access to any personal trainer, any gym, anything she wants. She could get her meals made for her and she could lose weight. She's just fucking lazy. People are just lazy. That's the issue. They just want quick gratification.
Yeah.
And no one wants to put in the work like everyone else. And sure, people lead different lifestyles and a day doesn't look the same for everyone. But like, there comes a point where you do have to make sacrifices and be okay with being uncomfortable for a bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's just, it's just, it pisses me off because people are using it as an easy way out. And there's all these TikTok people on TikTok who are taking Ozempic and fucking like Kourtney Kardashian and whatnot who are just...
Oh, really?
Yes. Who, you would be silly to think that all the Kardashians aren't taking Ozempic.
Yeah.
Like, be so for
real. What happened to all their killer Kardashian workouts? They should be burning fat like nobody's business.
No, well, they're not. They're taking everything under the sun. So it's just... Oh, it's just... It's annoying. It's annoying. And then there's people out there who are so ill-informed that they will look at them and go, oh, my God, you're so pretty and you're so hot. I want to look like you. So if you're taking Ozempic, I'm going to take Ozempic.
Yeah.
Like, do some fucking research.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, it's annoying.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Someone had to say it. Well, I don't know what I did there. But
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Again, there needs to be a way more comprehensive and strict criteria to access drugs like this.
Yeah.
Like, it's simple.
Yes, it does.
You shouldn't, your mum should not be able to just go to the chemist or go to the doctor and get a prescription for this.
Funny thing about it too, she spoke to us. She mentioned to me, to both of us a while ago when they were talking about Ozempic, that her and dad once got a hold of some, what was it, like acai or something? Yeah, not fucking some acai, weird. Like the food, but some pill that they could take. It was called like a berry or something. I don't know. If I fucking know.
It was an acai thing.
It was like a tablet thing that they took. Both of them took for a while and they lost like significant weight, like 10 kilos or something, mum said, like a lot, like from just taking a fucking tablet. And then next minute, you know, here it is getting banned from like everything because, you know, you got to just think, dude, do a little bit of critical thinking. If I'm taking something, right, that is just as simple as either swallowing a tablet or getting an injection and it's causing me to have all these positive benefits of, oh, I can lose all this weight and stuff, there has to be negatives. There has to be something where it gives. Life isn't that easy and perfect where you can just, oh, take a tablet and my weight loss is gone. I don't have to worry about going to the gym and working out, you know, 3 to 5 times a week and then also tracking all my food and making sure I'm eating less than I am. Eating less than I'm burning in a day. And, you know, it's just like you've got to think of where are the consequences going to be for this thing. Like if it's getting taken off the shelves like that pill thing that mum and dad took, clearly there was probably some issues with it in that it was probably very carcinogenic. If there was something like that, it could be fucking cancer causing.
Mm.
It could just be like it's so detrimental to your health long term with using.
Yeah.
And like you said – you taking this thing, oh, you might think, oh, it's just going to get my weight down now, but you'll fucking put it back on the heartbeat because you've changed nothing about your lifestyle to keep the weight down. You know what I mean? You've not put in any of the, like, you know, hard work to and changed your mindset into a way where you're not going to get back to that stage.
Yeah.
Like, you take this, it's just going to be straight back on you in no time. And so that's going to then lead to you abusing it over time.
Well,
you know?
I think that this drug's a little bit different in that, like, it's pretty safe.
Mm.
And people with type 2 diabetes use it, and it's a long-term drug.
Mm.
Like, you're meant to use it long-term.
Yeah.
So like, it's a safe drug, but it's just funny to me that if you want it to work long-term, you need to change your lifestyle too.
Yeah. At the end of the day too, there's the same fucking people that will take this shit, right? Just a fucking drug for weight loss, and then we'll sit there and lecture you about fucking no sugar cokes being cancer causing or not good for you. And it's just like, fuck off. Like, what do you think's in that shit?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's some point, maybe, you know, a long term usage of it, like excessive usage of it or incorrect dosing of it and stuff may cause like very bad issues and complications with your blood glucose levels and stuff, you know, from taking it long, like too long. You know, maybe a non-diabetic will actually end up becoming a diabetic from using it from too long. You know, maybe you'll develop an insulin resistance. Didn't you say it impacts your insulin?
It makes your body produce more insulin, but I don't think it has.
Well, that can only work negatively in the long term, because if you're taking an exogenous thing like steroids, if you take something long term that is producing this hormone for you, well, the cells and whatnot that produce it are going to no longer fucking work when you finish taking it. Obviously, this is safer, but still, there would be a threshold as to how long you should be on it for.
Yeah, well, it just says that it's a long-term thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there was something about it that I didn't look too much into it, but I don't know.
The thing that shitted me off when I heard about the Oprah Winfrey thing was there was a fucking doctor, right, this guy on TikTok talking about, you know, he was like, if Oprah Winfrey has to take Ozempic when she has, you know, the availability of, you know, because of how much money she has, she can get any sort of fucking personal trainer she wants in the world, use any sort of health facility, have a fucking personal chef to make her own food and stuff like that, right? Then, you know, if she has the ability to do all that but then still had to take Ozempic, it shows you that, you know, like obesity, it's a disease. It's not like it's not through a lifestyle choices. It's a disease, you know, and you can't help but have to take, you know, a fucking, you know, a substance to be able to fix it.
That's like, just not.
Yeah. It's like,
unless you have a condition where you produce fat cells, or you have a thyroid condition or something.
Yeah.
It's just science.
Yeah.
You can't beat science. You're no better than science. Oprah Winfrey is no better than science.
Yeah.
She was doing something wrong along the way in terms of calories in, calories out.
Yeah.
That she wasn't fucking losing weight.
And she
couldn't
just, you know, and she definitely wasn't at the stage where, you know, reversing her, you know, everyday lifestyle was impossible. You know, yeah, she could have fucking used the money that she has to put in some effort and put in a lot less effort than what most other people have to do. You know what I mean? Like, you can get any food you want in the world and you don't even have to fucking cook it, and you can have someone there every single day with you for however long you need to help you get through like a workout and whatever. You know, you have a far greater advantage than the average person, yet you're still too fucking lazy to.
I just think there needs to be a way stricter criteria. And look, if you're at risk of developing like serious comorbidities, is that word? Is that too big of a word? Comorbidities?
No,
do
I wasn't.
Know
I
what
wasn't.
Comorbidities?
No,
are?
No.
it means other like side effects or illnesses or sicknesses or disorders. If you are that obese that you're at risk of developing things like heart issues and, you know, whatever else comes with it.
Yeah.
Then maybe it's a thing to use to help you facilitate those lifestyle changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if there's anyone out there or anyone's parents or grandma or grandpa or aunties and uncles or whatever that wants to take it, just ask them to be honest with themselves first. Like, you got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
People just aren't, they don't like to admit that they're not doing things right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we know people whose diets are, they think they're doing good because they're ordering food in that's like being made to the calories, but then you look at the other 60, 40% of their diet and it's just like, well, that's why you're not losing weight.
Yeah.
Because you're not accounting for all of the things that matter, like your sources, things. Your alcohol, your snacks, your butter, your oil usage, like everything. People just don't want to admit that.
Yeah, they don't. And at the end of the day, it's just a case of, you know, shut your mouth and put the fork down. So, it's, yeah. in some way, yeah, it's got to be, you know. But this is what, you know, we're not prejudiced people, right? But nothing grinds my gears more than people who are, like, overweight but then defend the whole thing of, like, oh, you're like, they'll go into the victim stance of, oh, you're attacking me, and, you know, like, you know you don't realize, like, I've got, like, you know, problems and stuff that I can't lose weight and whatever, and, you know, they are great at finding an excuse for it and stuff. But I love seeing people who are, like, you know, like larger individuals that are in the gym and actually trying to make an effort to change themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stand these people that sit there online and fucking, you know, are like, oh, like, you know, The Biggest Loser was just a show about fat shaming and stuff like that and whatever, and, you know, like the fucking TV show and whatever. It's just like, just shut up, you know. And it's the people that are complaining about it are fucking overweight people, you know. And I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, it's not healthy to be over that certain threshold, you know. It's not healthy to be obese, right? We're not judging you as, like, your physical appearance as a new person. We're judging your fucking health, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same way we judge smokers with their health.
That's right.
The same way that they pour thousands, well, millions into of taxpaying dollars into fucking getting rid of smoking and stopping. What, do you ever hear smokers complain about prejudice? No. They fucking know it's bad, right? Mm. At least they can fucking admit it.
I think it's just a thing of taking accountability. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Yeah. You just need to be accountable for what you're doing. And look, I'm like against people going out of their way to, like, make someone who's overweight feel bad. Like, that's silly. But it's when they will sit and preach that it's okay and you shouldn't body shame because, like, this is normal and just this is the body that I'm in. And, you know, it's like when they start preaching it as being an okay lifestyle is when it starts to become a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
Because that's so true. Like, if they're going to sit and preach that, then they better sit and preach that, like, smokers, it's, like, totally okay to smoke every day. Mm. And it's totally okay to be an alcoholic. And, like, you can't, it's just, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's those sorts of people that say that we're discriminating against them. Exactly. You have to include everyone, too. You have to include... Yeah, you have to include the smokers and the alcoholics and, you know.
At the end of the day, if you're happy like that and you're happy knowing that your life expectancy is probably going to be shorter and you're probably going to develop a bunch of issues and heart disease and all sorts, then fine. Like, I'm not going to sit and not, like, be a part of your life. Like, as you know, I have a family member who's... I would say bariatric.
Yeah, he's morbidly obese, definitely.
But, like, he's aware and he's accountable, but, like, we treat him no differently. It's not, we're not saying it's a reason to treat anyone differently, but he doesn't go around preaching that it's okay that he lives the way he lives.
Yeah, yeah, and he's not sitting there going, oh, you're just attacking me as a person and stuff. And it's like, well, we're not. You know,
where, you know, anyway, I
like we'd like to see you live for another, you know, more than just 2-3 years.
Yes,
you know,
but 2-3 years, that's so extreme.
No, that's not true, though.
But anyway, I feel like we've gone off topic. End of the day, we love and respect everyone, but if you're taking Ozempic just because you can get your hands on it, you're an absolute cop out.
Yeah.
Unless you qualify,
unless you've got, like, an adequate reason, you know, unless you are the diabetic. Or
unless you are,
you know, like, significantly overweight, like obese, and, you know, you're taking other measures alongside this drug to help you lose the weight, then, you know.
Deep down, you should know in yourself whether you're being a cop-out or not.
Yeah, 100%.
You should know.
Yeah.
And if you do know and you take it, you will feel guilty about it, and I hope that you do feel guilty about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that's our stance on Ozempic. Mm-hmm. Basically, be proactive yourself. Make those good lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
You know, hire a coach if you want.
Do we know of a coach, though? Do we know? Who's the coach?
I don't know. A coach?
Do you know one?
I do.
Who?
Her name's Grace. She owns Grace Liana Fitness.
Oh, that chick. Yeah, she's pretty hot.
She offers a bunch of coaching packages, and one-off plans, coaching packages, whatever will suit you.
She's fiery as well.
Is on offer.
She's very fiery.
So
get your ass working, tell you.
Head over to Grace Kellerman on Instagram. Send me a DM or click the link in my bio to work with me. I'd love to work with you guys. I want more clients. So
she wants more clients.
I want to help more people. I actually love it. I love the clients that I have.
Yeah. It's exciting when you get someone and you're like,
well, so exciting. Yeah. And I love watching the results. So.
Yeah, and knowing that you're, like, impacting someone like that.
Yes, absolutely.
You're doing more than a fucking drug would. Fucking drug can.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add, Lulu?
I don't think so. Not off the top of my head at all. Yeah, no, I'm just Grace. I'd hold Grace to take the reins of this one a bit more because she, A, did the research, and B, I'm just not feeling it today.
Poor
just
Lewis. That's okay.
Not feeling it. Everyone's probably there like, what? Like,
everyone's there like, oh my God, why is Grace talking so much?
Yeah.
That's weird. I thought this was only Lewis's podcast.
Oh, no. Stop.
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, no, I've got nothing else to add. You covered it very well.
How long has this been?
32 minutes, 33 minutes. That's, yeah. Nice little short one. Nice. Sorry, guys. He's waited all week for us, and then we give you a fucking half hour of chit chat. Half hour of screaming. Well, if you guys enjoyed that like fun one that we did last week, let us know again.
I have another idea for us to do.
Another one.
So,
well, we can return to these ideas too. Like, we can always, we have done sequels to ideas before in the past.
Yeah, but so I have a fresh idea if fresh we want to do that.
Yeah, we'll definitely do a fresh one.
But hopefully you enjoyed our little rant. Let us know what you think about it.
Yeah.
If you have any thoughts or any experiences.
Is your mum trying to get her hands on Ozempic?
Is your dad trying to get his hands on Ozempic?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm being a bit sexist by just saying your mum.
Yeah.
Your dad too? Your dad?
Exactly.
Nah, dads are pretty like, nah, I fucking don't care. They just feel like not giving up the beers. Nah. Well, I've got to stop drinking. What? Nah.
Anywho, we will leave you with that.
Yeah, we'll leave you guys with that. Hopefully we have a guest on again
shortly. We're meant to.
We've got to tee it up.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then, yeah, so 3 more weeks to your show. So I'm thinking we'll have definitely an episode where we just recap Grace and her show. Maybe we get on someone else that competed as well on the same day or something as well, just to recap the whole day, the experience for you guys. So, yeah, that could be a thing. But we'll see. And anyway, guys, we hope you guys have a great week, better week than us, because we don't wish this sickness on anyone. If you are sick, stay the fuck home. Don't go to the gym, right? Do not go to the gym. Learn from my mistakes. I even learned from my mistake. Wait till you're like literally better. Don't rush it. Don't rush back in. You're not withering away, guys. Chill out. I know it's hard, but just don't, right?
Alrighty.
Anyway, we love you all, and we will see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Ciao.